It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Welcome back to the Dagger Podcast. Aaron Judge has yet to hit his 62nd home run, and I'm starting to get a little worried with four games remaining in the regular season. Although, for Hank, his Atlanta Braves just swept the Mets. And I don't know what it is with the New York teams this year, but there's been two downfalls. Yankees, thank God, had their downfall in the beginning of the season, or sorry, middle of the season. So they had time to revamp what's going on there. But the Mets, wow, they blew it. Talk to me about that. What's going on, Hank? The Braves. Wow.
So for my Italian assignment this week, I had to write a poem, in Italian, of course. So I wrote my poem about Dansby Swanson.
Okay. And he's Italian?
Oh, certainly not. His last name is Swanson, and he plays baseball.
Why'd you write about him for your Italian?
I wrote about him because I'm in love with him, Gabe. Okay. Just like every woman in the Metro Atlanta area, every Braves fan in the country, they are in love with Dansby Swanson. Not only does he look great.
He's great.
Not only does his hair flow out, he's got flowing mane, jet black hair, beautiful, dating a women's national team soccer player. She's beautiful.
Is she?
Their babies are going to be beautiful.
Who's he dating?
I don't know her name. Just look her up. And all he does, Gabe, is mash. All he does is mash. Mm. First player since 2021 to hit three home runs, obviously a home run in each game against the Mets. First player since Austin Riley to do that in 2021. No more than 45 minutes later, Matt Olson became the first one since Dansby Swanson to hit a home run in a three-game series against the Mets. We've done it three times. Our 2-3-4 batters have done it.
Okay.
In two seasons, the Braves own the Mets. We are their daddy. Dansby especially is their father. Olson is their father. Austin Riley is their father. We own them. They because we are their mommy and daddy.
Put a little thing there.
Yeah, we own them. We own them.
See,
look at the season. Look at the Mets season progress from that guy Sal, whatever the heck his name is, on New York sports talk show, whatever it is. The NL East is over. The NL East is over. The Mets, they've got it. 12-game lead. Blah, blah, blah.
The Mets had a 75% chance to win the NL West.
Yeah. NL East.
NL East, excuse me. NL East.
You should know geographically where New York is, I would hope. But the Dodgers, the Dodgers have had the NL West for years. Yeah, the Dodgers have had that wrapped up. Anyways, my time to gloat. My time to just be a fan. The Mets blew it again. Story of their lives. You know, it always makes me think of, hey, they're still in the playoffs, okay? I know I'm being a little bit harsh, but it always reminds me of that Family Guy, little cutaway with Stewie, and they're like, and the New York Mets season is kicking off today. And then they're like, first pitch?
Yeah, the season's over.
That is so perfect. That is so, so perfect.
See, they made that when the Mets were a sorry franchise, though. But
yeah, well, guess what?
That's pretty funny.
Nothing's changed.
Man, the season's over.
No matter how much money they want to spend, no matter how many big bats they want to get, Pete Alonso will still just be a home run derby player.
That's all he is. That's literally all he prepares for. Literally. Lifting weights in the locker room.
Dude,
I mean, come on, man.
Like, I saw a tweet today, and it's like, I'll retweet it on the Dagger Twitter, but it's just like, it's just the season, the Mets season, and like four pictures, and it's like,
is that the SD card that we're supposed to be using for this?
It's plugged in, don't worry.
Okay.
it's like, that guy's saying the Mets season's over, Sal, whatever his name is. Yeah. I can't remember. And then it's Alonso, like, lifting weights and, like, doing this thing, you know, like, before. Like, he goes on, he's like, and he's, like, praying, like, eyes closed. And then it's the guy playing the trumpets, like, because that was their World Series, basically, when they were really good for, like, 1 month. And the guy came and played the trumpets. And then it's, you know, last night. So, or it's, like, Frank, the guy at Barstool, like, the Braves never lose. The Braves never lose. Dude, it's so awesome. I'm so happy to be a Braves fan. They just like they kind of limp you in always at the beginning of the season. We had the worst win total through 50 games for a 100 win team in MLB history. We were 23-27. And like it's like 25 teams. Yankees are on there four times. Six of them have gone on to win the World Series. So could be seven this year.
So you guys right now are projected to play the winner of the Cardinals Phillies. That's the better side.
Oh, really?
Of the postseason.
Oh, yeah. You don't say? Yeah, I know. Well, we just destroyed the Mets. So I'd be fine playing the Mets anyways. I'd be fine playing them again.
The other side of the NLDS, though, that's going to be exciting. Whether it's the Mets or the Padres, I would love to see that against the Dodgers. That's fun.
Yeah, I think the Mets will roll over the Padres, to be honest.
I don't know, 100%. But even if it's so, if it's the Mets Dodgers, that's gonna be a close series. If it's Padres Dodgers, that's a California series
right there.
Gonna be fun.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I still don't put a lot of stock in the Padres, even though like they kind of had that crazy July, August that no one was really paying attention to.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I didn't either. We talked about this last week too. We were like blown away. But yeah, Phillies just don't have it right now. The squad just is not there. I mean, obviously Harper's back, but like I still just don't really see them going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Mets can go anywhere because they're pitching. Their pitching is elite. Right. I know the Braves made it look. I mean, we scored five straight against DeGrom.
Scherzer, and you were nervous about that.
I was very nervous. I mean,
as you should be. As anyone should be.
As you should be. That's what. How many Cy Youngs between Scherzer and DeGrom?
I think he's more than Cy Young himself.
I know DeGrom has two. Yeah, literally. DeGrom has two. And I think Scherzer has two. At least one.
So
yeah. I mean that's yeah, I mean I was, you know, valid, pretty scared.
Yeah.
Guess what? Not scared anymore.
And you guys are playing
the Marlins. We should win tonight. We play Lizardo. We got Bryce Elder on the mound.
Are you at Miami or in Atlanta?
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Well, it does matter because when I went to the Marlins game, Acuna didn't play because of the turf.
Well, yeah, even if he doesn't play, that's not a concern to me. If we're going to sit him out for the playoffs, that's just fine. But I don't see why this train doesn't just keep rolling through.
Is he injured?
No, he's fine.
Oh, okay.
He's
you
fine.
Said sit him out for the playoffs or sit him out for the going up
games.
Until the playoffs.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're worried about the turf. No, it's fine.
I have a question for you. So I'm looking at this postseason picture right now. Obviously, it could change because this is if the postseason started today, but will it change the teams that are projected to play in the ALDS? For example, could the Cardinals-Phillies, could that be the Cardinals-Padres?
No. Well, yeah, just depending on who gets first place, second place, and third place in the wild
cards. Okay,
so
that could change.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay.
So the last two wild card spots.
So this could change.
Play for.
Possibly.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
No, except for the
Except
Mets.
The teams that clinched the divisions.
The Mets? No. Well, the Mets already clinched the one wild card spot, and I think the Mariners.
Okay.
Did they clinch the one in the AL or not yet?
The Mariners.
Did they clinch the one spot in the wild card, or who clinched it?
Let me check that real quick. Let's see. MLB wild card.
I know they clinched playoff spot. I just don't know if they...
The Mariners.
Clinched the one spot.
The Mariners are in the two spot right now.
Who's in the one spot?
Toronto.
That's right. Did they already get that?
Yeah, they're up four games.
Yeah, okay. Know. Yeah.
Seattle.
And then Seattle is up.
They're
up games on the Rays, right?
One and a half against the Rays.
One and a half on the Rays.
So that's possible to change.
No, 100%.
I thought they clinched the postseason.
They did. They clinched the postseason. If they're the third wild card spot, they're still in.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Because the one wild card spot plays the worst division team, or the best division team. So the Dodgers are playing the... Who?
Man,
who are the Dodgers playing?
Dodgers.
Go back to the picture.
Yeah, I'm going back to the picture.
Oh, you need to be opening tabs.
I know. My apologies. Dodgers would play the Mets Padres.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
No, so the worst wild card team plays who? Who do the Mets play? Or the best wild card team. Who do the Mets play? Wow, this is great to listen to. Who are the Mets playing?
The Padres.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
So what's up with the third wild card team?
Man, this is all confusing to me now.
There's only two?
I'm a little confused. I see four wild card teams right here.
Yeah, because the last two have to play the one game for the last playoff spot.
I'm so confused.
I don't know, man.
To be completely honest.
See, I don't understand because when we started this podcast, you said you were a big baseball guy.
Of course I'm a big baseball guy.
And now you don't even
guy.
Understand how the playoff picture
I'm
works.
Just, I'm in a little brain fart right now.
Well, you need to be coming prepared for the pod.
Right. So I see Cleveland is playing Tampa Bay, but they clinched the AL Central. So why would they be playing the Tampa Bay in the wild card?
Because they're the worst divisional team.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the worst divisional team.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why they got to play wild card spot. Yeah. Got it?
So they're playing the worst wild card spot. Uh-huh. I got you. All right. Understood.
Yep.
Got it now.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out when they actually play. We'll worry about it. We'll clip some of that out, too. It was kind of a mess.
No, I think we're all good. Okay. It's okay. It teaches the audience that even the professionals make mistakes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Especially that guy in the Mets. Okay, let's talk about the NFL real quick. We can start with, I think you should have to pick a team, first of all. You need to pick an NFL team this season that you have to, I see you've got this broken heart shirt on. You need a team so that your heart can actually be broken because that's how being a fan of the NFL works.
Thank
you. Who's your team going to be? I'll let you pick literally anybody.
No, I think it's easy to go with the Chiefs. I mean,
wait, no. Not who you think's going to win.
Oh, what are you asking?
I want you to pick a team that you're going to ride with like it is your dogs for the rest of the season.
I'm going
you to watch every game. Okay?
I've been watching every Giants game. I mean,
okay, so then there it is.
I've been riding with the Giants.
All right, there it is, settled.
All right. Do I think they're going to go far? Absolutely not.
That's okay. I don't think the Patriots are going to go far, but we almost won with our third stringer. Anyways.
Yeah, that's.
So you think the Chiefs are going to go far? I think the Chiefs are also going to go very far because they're so darn good at football. Every time, every big game, you knew Mahomes, after losing the Super Bowl to Tom Brady and after losing a tough playoff game in 2018, you kind of felt the tide shifting in this one. Bucks fumbled on the first play. That's never a good idea when you're going against, Patrick Mahomes.
Probably not the best.
And you want to get a good start offensively, and then you fumble on the kickoff. That's not good. So battling from behind. No run game for Tampa Bay either, so they just had to throw it. And I don't think Brady played bad. I don't think the Chiefs' secondary is very good. But on the bright side, Brady's actually going to have all the receivers that play this week, and they're all going to play next week. That's the first time that's happened all season. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive to take away if you're the Bucs. Defense got shredded, but they'll be better. That's kind of all I got to say about that one. I mean, also fantasy, pick up Isaiah Pacheco or Isaac Pacheco. I don't know. Rookie running back. I mean, it's not like Clyde Edwards-Helaire is bad, but Pacheco, I mean, they love him. They get him the ball a bunch, and he does kickoffs and stuff. So, just something to think about fantasy-wise for the Chiefs. A lot of guys in the offense. A lot of guys get the ball.
Baltimore Ravens, what were they up, 20-3?
20-3.
And then they lost 23-20?
Yeah, so it's 20-3, and they had a chance to go score again right before the first half.
Jeez.
They didn't, so right when the Bills got the ball, or actually it might have been at halftime, Bills went down, scored 20-10. So I live bet the Bills, of course, plus 200, because I was like, the Ravens choke every game.
Mm-hmm.
Choked this one away. It's tough. They had fourth and goal. Now they had first, second, and third and goal, of course, first. Should have gotten it in. Should have just ran the ball every time. They didn't.
Excuse me. Wow, another one.
Dude, relax. Well, you can't don't make such a big deal about it. Like,
another one.
What do you want me to, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, you're making such a big deal about it. Like, I can't, it's my body. I already finished my coffee. See, I'm like you, you're four sips in. I drank my coffee 2 hours ago.
I did that on purpose because I want to see the audio level be really high at one point so I can rewatch that.
Okay, all right, cool,
yeah,
cool, sure.
That's all I.
So, Ravens had a chance, fourth and goal. they went for it, and again, a terrible play, like Lamar, dropping back. The Bills brought six, and, he had to sling it into the end zone, picked off. Wouldn't have mattered. You got to go for it anyways. So tough. I mean, Harbaugh's shown time and time again, especially with Lamar, that he wants to go for it. That's what he likes to do. And they're confident in it, which I would be too when you have a generational quarterback like that who you don't want to pay because you think he's going to stumble this year or something. Very interesting. And not Lamar's fault. I mean, you can't put it on him. Conditions were terrible. Bills such a gutsy win. I didn't know if they were going to get the job done because they've seemed to crumble in these atmospheres before. Or they just give up that late touchdown and they're always clawing back. But resilient win by the Bills makes me confident that they can do something in the AFC this year. But, God, you know they're sitting watching Sunday night and watching the Chiefs and just saying.
No chance.
Like, are you serious? Yeah. Like, they lost Tyreek Hill and they're still. I mean, all you have to do is double-team Travis Kelce. That's what made me so mad about the Bucs last night. Like, just take away the best player. Let everybody else beat you.
Right.
Nobody seemed to figure that out yet. So we'll see if who do the Chiefs play next week. Let's find out.
So let's move on while you're looking up
sure.
who the Chiefs play next. The Patriots are down to their third string quarterback, and they somehow almost took out the dub in that game.
Why do they play better with Zappe in at quarterback than Mac Jones? Why is that?
And why do the Packers asking me?
Why do the Packers play worse with Zappe in the game than if Mac Jones is in the game?
Because sometimes different is good. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I watched Zappe every game in the preseason, and he was so bad. He would just try and throw back shoulder throws like every play, and then he would just get picked off. It was so hard to watch. I don't understand how he kept us in the game. I mean, honestly, every throw he made was wide open because we were just running it down Green Bay's throat. And it's kind of funny. When teams know that we're going to run the ball, we seem to run the ball so much better, except for overtime when maybe not the best play calling by not a good play caller in Matt Patricia, who was wearing his proud Italian flag. Did you see that? They were all doing like their countries.
Like I did.
Their
I like
nationalities
that.
Or whatever
I like that
you want
a lot.
To call it, I guess. I thought it was hilarious. I guess, what was Belichick wearing? It wasn't Austria, but it was like Czech or something. What was he wearing? Let's see what it was. What was he wearing? Oh, Croatia. Yeah, I guess there was like over 200 players, coaches, and executives. I want to see how many had Croatia. Yeah. Oh, now it's giving me all the history. Okay, whatever.
A lot of silent time here.
Yeah, so Croatia. Anyway, so the Chiefs are playing the Raiders next week at home. So they should dominate. That's going to be Monday Night Football.
What's the spread?
It's not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not out yet. And then the Bills the week after at home again.
That would be a good game. At home.
425
at Kansas
game.
City.
Yeah,
oh,
it's gonna be
not.
Romo. No, it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a great game because the best players get up for these kinds of games. But yeah, spread for Chiefs Raiders is -7, which I love.
Sounds about right.
Love it.
Yeah.
We talked about the Pats. The Packers are going to be fine. That guy Dobbs dropped a ball in the end zone. It wouldn't have even been a game, but Dobbs just dropped it. And I know Rodgers is just pulling his hair out right now, but a reemergence of Randall Cobb as well. Like when Rodgers needed a play after that drop by Dobbs, like he's just going to Randall Cobb every time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when Sammy Watkins is coming back, but they need him pretty bad. They need pass catchers. Battle between two really good teams, shockingly. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Eagles not surprising. Trevor Lawrence fumbled 4 times.
Right.
Bad weather, obviously.
Sure, of course.
I mean, I don't really know what else to say. Eagles just kind of ran the ball down their throats as well in the second half. Jalen Hurts gritted out a win. His worst statistical game. I think he only had like 205 passing yards. But, again, bad weather, so... You take the wins. You take the wins against good teams. And talking about good teams, it's the Falcons, baby. Another win. 2 wins now. Getting real scared.
Man, your Atlanta teams are really
it was
pulling
good,
something out of their,
buddy. Not the Georgia teams, because we'll talk about that in a second. Falcons win again. Brissett, I had one note from Sunday on my phone. Let me read it to you.
I saw an injury. Right before this, someone tore an ACL. Like, I can't remember who it was. I have to look it up.
Well, Broncos running back Javonte Williams got hurt, and they're worried it's a PCL. So they're concerned it's a serious knee injury, but they haven't released the MRI. My notes from My notes from the Cleveland Falcons game, I only had one, was Jacoby Brissett. What did I just say?
Brissett. Brissett. You're not even Jewish either.
No, dude, it definitely auto-corrected. That's why when I was reading that, I was so confused. Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett throwaways in the end zone. So they'll be like, they had one. It was fourth and down, and Brissett was scrambling.
Brissett throwaways?
No, dude, throw always in the end zone. It just auto-corrected a bunch, and I wasn't really paying attention. But it was Jacoby Brissett throwaways in the end zone. Like, it was like third down and then fourth down, and like it's like you have to get it in the end zone if you're going for it, right? And it's the first drive of the game for the Browns, so I'm like, why don't you kick the field goal? It's the Falcons. Like, take the points you can get. So they went for it. Brissett, like, scrambles out right, and then, like, he has nobody to throw it to. Dude, he just throws it, like, 45 feet over, like, over, like, into the stands. And it's like, dude, at least, like, throw a jump ball. Like, try right. and throw an interception. At least put it anywhere near a player, and he just launched it into the stands. It was so funny. Like, he can win you a couple games, but, like, they need Deshaun. Like, they need him back really quickly. So that was hilarious. Getting into college football, I'm going to be putting out my picks from the weekend.
Can we talk about your picks from last episode?
No. I'm going to put them on TikTok. So you have to go on TikTok if you want to see
them. Oh, okay. Look at that marketing.
Isn't that how you do
it's
it?
Better than the
Isn't
smile marketing.
Yeah.
Speaking of smile, I'm going to see that movie on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. You have to give us a...
I'll let you guys know.
Give us a post-movie. I'll see if those...
I looked at the marketing updates and... They actually don't just do it at MLB games. I think I saw some at NFL games, too, right behind the end zone. There was some smilers.
No, there were some at the NFL games, yeah. And then I think there might have been someone at one of the college football games. I can't remember. But
so creepy.
Yeah, super creepy. But, I mean, hey, it's working. I mean,
I'm going.
You're going.
I feel like I have to at this point.
I'm not even really.
I'll let
like,
you know.
I'm not really into, like, horror movies. I really never have.
Me either, but, like, you know.
Saw Insidious 2 in seventh grade and had
scary.
Just.
That's scary.
Hella nightmares. Like, hella nightmares. Yeah. Like, it was bad. So, really, I mean, I'll
let you guys know.
I guess for girls, like, I definitely would watch a couple, but I wasn't.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you got to watch a scary movie with the girl. You can't be watching, like, I mean, you could watch a rom-com. I've done that a couple times, but that's, like, am I supposed to laugh? Do you think this is funny? Like, I don't really think it's funny, but I see what they're trying to do with the humor, but I don't. So do I fake laugh? You know, do I wait for you to chuckle, then I chuckle, or how does this... You know, what kind of game are we playing with the rom-com where it's generally not that funny for a guy? Unless it's like Wedding Crashers or, you know, something by Judd Apatow. But like, what do you think? Have you ever watched a rom-com with like your girlfriend?
Yes, of course.
Do you find it funny?
We don't really like rom-coms, to be honest.
Exactly.
We're more like comedy, like, horror movie kind of
okay, yeah.
thing.
Okay, very simple.
I really just don't find rom-coms to be that entertaining. I've watched a few with my mom because she's made me. You know?
That's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
No, of course. I think we all have. I think we've all been there.
She likes those, but I just don't find them too entertaining. It's just not my cup of tea. But if that'll make my mom happy for me to watch with her, I'll watch with her. I'll just she'll look at me.
Yeah, you do that
one.
Oh no, that was a good one.
Yeah, you get that game. I got that one.
Oh, but, she does the thing where she tries to, like, explain the jokes to you, like, if you don't.
No, I think she just, like, thinks I understand them. And I don't let her explain it to me. I tell her that I understand so she doesn't have to explain it to me because I'm really just not interested. You're like, you get that? I get it. Don't explain it. I got it.
Yeah. No, you're
got
good.
It.
Yeah, that was really funny. I'm just trying.
Because the two guys, yeah, that two guys.
I'm just not
two,
laughing,
yeah.
But it was really funny. It was really, really.
I can't remember the last time I watched a rom-com. I can't even think of any on the top of my head.
Oh, see, I've definitely watched. I mean, I'm, you know.
Like,
I think I like cinema.
I'm like a top rom-com.
I think I really like cinema, so, like, I'm open. But, like, I want it to be a calm rom, you know?
Why is the movie Nope? By Jordan Peele under rom-com.
So I'm not considering that, really. That's not one that I think of. I think of, you know, more romantic comedy movies.
What is Google doing here?
But, like...
No, I...
But, like, it was kind of hard because, like... You know, I...
Weird.
sometimes like you're the girl who's not really into like movies. Right. So you're like scrolling through Netflix, you're doing the whole thing, and then you're like, oh my God, I've been scrolling through Netflix so long. Like everything I say, she denies. So like, then it's like, okay, fine, I'll put this movie on, whatever. And then it's like, well, that was a waste of 30 minutes because she's just asleep, and now I'm just sitting here watching this movie that I don't even enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. And they try to hype it up. So like, my mom wanted me to watch what is this, The Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Oh no, but that's a great movie. That is a great
movie.
Because
she was trying to hype it up, and I was just like,
yeah, no, my family loves that movie.
Really?
That movie's hilarious.
Maybe I'll watch it then.
Yeah, I would give that a shot. But that's one that you could like watch with your girlfriend and it'd be like cool.
Where's the one?
Would you consider Meet the Fockers maybe a romantic comedy?
No,
Probably not. That's just a comedy.
What's the movie with the it was the guy and the girl in the hospital and she was hooked up to the oxygen and I remember they like
A Fault in Our Stars where she has cancer? I don't think that's a comedy.
Why did you have to like make it like that? I was just asking. I was just describing.
Well, you said in the hospital, the thing with the nose, it's because she has cancer.
Okay.
And then she's dying.
Oh, you didn't have to say it like
no,
that.
No, I know, but it's not a comedy. It's like the opposite of that. It's a tragedy, a drama. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess com stands for comedy.
And yeah, it's a book by
So
you know the
that's
guy?
A rom. It's a rom, right?
Well, you know what's the funniest thing is actually I guess it's not fun. It's not funny.
No, please say it. You're too deep
No, no, no. But the guy that does the crash course, the history crash course, you know, you've watched him 100 times. John Green, that's his name, right?
Oh my God.
He wrote it. He wrote
You're
that
kidding.
Book. And he's a bajillionaire.
God, he's I hated that guy in high school.
See, I liked him because I was like, dude teaches me stuff. Like teaches me better than most. I mean, look, you slow it down to 0.75 speed for sure.
Oh my God.
Because that man, when was the last time you, I haven't watched one of his videos since, yeah. Probably
Crash
since
Course,
Sean
year. Green. No, I haven't seen those in a while. But so they have Sausage Party under rom-com, and I guess that's kind of a rom-com.
I
because,
think that is a rom-com.
Because the hot dog
the hot
was,
dog
was
the
bun. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But that's also like a...
So, okay, that's a pretty general... Genre
well,
then because
you're on Google. You're
anytime
not. You're not on like
two people
Variety
who are in love.
With the top 25. No, no. All right,
I'll look
on,
up.
You're not on like yeah. a girl.
But like it is technically a rom com. Anytime there's two people or I guess two food
no,
objects
anytime,
in love, then it's
there's
just some comedy
and there's
comedy.
Comedy. By definition,
that's like every movie.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly a lot.
There's
of
a little
them
comedy
nowadays.
In every movie.
Well, dude, even like Marvel movies now have gotten to the point where it's like. Oh, like we have to have some kind of romantic spin on it. And it's like, can't the guy just be a superhero and just
Yeah, does
like,
Iron Man really
it?
Have to be in love with Iron Woman? Like,
well, she's not Iron Woman. Oh, I guess she is actually in Iron Man 3. She does become because she gets in the suit.
Oh, really?
Gwen.
With him or just.
Yeah, with him. Yeah, they get in the suit together. And what's his AI thing called?
I don't watch Marvel. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
I don't really like action movies. I'm not really an action movie kind of person. I like comedies. I like rom-coms. Speak of rom-coms, let's talk about rom-coms.
This guy. Okay, so, wow, where were we? College football. Anyways, back to college football. So, horrible week gambling-wise because of the dogs. Georgia played miserable. Fortunately, I only had to watch like the first quarter on my phone because I'd given up on my first quarter, first half, everything like that. They played so bad. Once again, looked far from the number one team in the country.
Well, they're not the number one
team
in the
country. Two, as they should
have. Well, I don't understand that.
They should drop out of five.
Why is it? I didn't know that the college football AP polls focused on the outcome of the game. I thought it was just you win the game. Whoever you play,
certainly not. Certainly
is it,
not.
Is it like you look once the undefeated teams are listed, then you start focusing on how they played against?
Yeah, look. At this point, too, it's so different from college football of old, where at this point in time you'd maybe only have 3-4 undefeateds, but like nowadays, like you have like 10-12 because a lot of these teams play soft games
right.
in the beginning.
So when you have a list of undefeated teams, then you start focusing
yeah,
on the outcome of the game.
And look, like.
Got that.
Georgia, because Alabama almost lost to Texas, they dropped. Georgia moved up. But because Georgia...
Who is number one now?
Bama. But because Georgia almost just lost to Missouri...
Right.
...who they were 28-point favorites against, right. actually moved up to 30 right before the game.
Are there no other undefeated teams that
so
didn't
many.
Almost lose
so
to
many.
A...
No, I mean, TCU was unranked and undefeated after beating Oklahoma... And they just beat the breaks. Oh, wait, no. They just beat the breaks off Oklahoma. Who'd they beat last week? So, like, there's teams like that where if you're not high in the poll at the beginning of the season, like why, like, Indiana, like, was never getting ranked
in
basketball,
you're not going to jump.
You know, because you're not just going to jump up like that. But, but yeah, TCU now 4-0. They beat SMU the week before. So now that they just beat Oklahoma, you know, who is ranked.
Oh, yeah, they'll jump
and
up.
And they're undefeated. They're going to shoot up.
Not all the way to one because, like you said, they started in the beginning.
The 1-5 spots are not getting touched.
Right. That's always going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State.
Michigan and Georgia at this
point.
Exactly. Yeah. At this point. So once one of those teams loses, sure. You know, I mean, I'd be worried. Michigan plays Indiana next week.
You'd be worried for Michigan.
I'd be really worried.
Really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Dude, they're gonna be up by 30 at halftime.
Speaking
of first half, hey, actually, Indiana was, this was the best first half football we played all year. We were tied.
Wow.
Going into the half.
Wow.
It was the best first half we played all year.
So a lot of, for those Hoosier fans who think that Indiana's a second half team and not convinced that Indiana's just not a team,
dude,
period.
You know, it's awesome.
Probably thought, wow, they're tied in the first half. They're going to take it away in the second half. No, they're not good.
You know, it's awesome, dude. I was such a pessimist at the beginning of the season. Like, people were like, oh no, like we can beat Nebraska. And this was before even a game had come out. So I didn't know Nebraska was going to be that bad, but I knew we were just going to be that bad. And I would be like, we'll start 3-1. We're not going to win another game. We're not going to win another game. It's just not going to happen. We're so bad. Oh, give
a Can you mark that?
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, I'll mark it again. Obviously they lost.
Why do you think it's such a big deal that?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Matt.
That's what I'm saying. See how relaxed I was? Yeah, burp off the mic, burp off the mic. Here, I'll put another damn thing in there for you.
All why? Right, I burped off the mic. They didn't hear that.
Nah,
anyways, college football.
But they did hear about Bama's backup quarterback who, when he came in, I wasn't paying attention. I just looked in, like, my group chat with my friends from home. One of them goes to Bama. So they're texting my friends, and someone's like, what happened to Bryce? And he's like, oh, like, hurt his shoulder throwing the ball or something, I guess. So I don't really know. I think he, like, pulled a muscle because he didn't get hit. Apparently it was non-contact. I got to watch it. So the backup comes in, and my friend texts, our backup looks and runs like a middle linebacker. And, dude, I turned it on. He took off 65 yards on the first drive, rushing touchdown. It's like, it's so funny, dude. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, Bryce is, you know, potentially the number one overall pick. I think his stock is falling, but it just doesn't matter. There's always going to be dudes. They're always going to reload. And with Bama's offense now, because they have opened it up, they can have those running quarterbacks now where they're not in that pro style and a running quarterback has to throw it. They're so athletic and so good on the wings now, and their running game is so good that they can put in just any guy.
Right.
Obviously, he is their backup quarterback, but they can put in anybody,
right,
and they'll be just fine. Right. Arkansas made it close, but Bama's just too good. So that's why they jumped into the number one spot. If Georgia had played, you know, had won, maybe not covered, but maybe won by 2 touchdowns and not have been sweating it out with the last touchdown to take the lead, they probably would have stayed at 1. But just a beyond underwhelming performance the last 2 weeks from the Dogs. And I thought Kirby, I said it on the pod, I thought he was going to have them fired up. They look dead. They're dead to me right now. Yeah. They're dead to me.
So two coaches have been fired in the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin
and that.
Colorado.
Yeah. And the Wisconsin running back was like, nobody in this locker room wanted him fired.
Really?
Which is tough when your best player is saying that. But at the same time, if you're Wisconsin,
I think Wisconsin's running back is always the best player.
Always is.
Yeah.
Always is. So, I mean, that means a lot, first of all. I mean, when your best player says that. But at the same time, it's like,
they've had some pretty damn good running backs.
Well, no, I know.
Years.
But it's like, what is Wisconsin supposed to do? Like, they're not ready. They don't show up ready to play. They get destroyed by everybody that they play.
What are they only?
They just
3-2
lost to Illinois. They just lost to Illinois at home in Wisconsin.
IU beat Illinois.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the one time we don't play Wisconsin, dude, they're horrible, of course.
Oh, they don't play Wisconsin this season?
No. Mm. But it's just like, they're so bad. And whose fault is it supposed to be? Obviously, the quarterback stinks. But, like, get somebody else. Recruit somebody else. He's been there for see, how many years has he been there? Paul. How long has he been there? He coached Pittsburgh Panthers for 2011 to 2014. Wow, Wikipedia's quick. They already have it, you know.
More like,
yeah, he was at Wisconsin for 7 years.
Wow.
You can't get a quarterback in 7 years?
Clearly not.
I mean, that's not that's not on, you know, the administration.
Right.
It's not on anybody else.
Right.
I mean, dude, Tom Allen's been here for 3 years, and now I'm getting antsy.
Most of the time, it's not even the coach's fault, but they just think that, oh, let's fire the coach, so something will change.
I get that, and I mean,
sometimes it does change. Sometimes it doesn't, and they realize, wow, okay, that wasn't really the point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And, like, Wisconsin has, like, an aura, like, an energy about them, tough, gritty.
Of course,
you know, like, they have that, so, like, if you're not winning in the trenches, if you're not running the ball down people's throats, the Wisconsin administration is not going to like that. They want to see, you know, I'm sure they want to see teams winning. Of course, that's number one. But you also want to be able to see your team win with the brand that you've established for 40 years.
Mm.
And that's something Nebraska's still chasing. And I don't know when they'll find it. And that's why it's nice. Indiana doesn't have a brand except for losing. So anybody can come in and change it. Tom changed it for a year, and look where we ended up.
Mike Penix changed it for a year.
Actually, Kalen DeBoer changed it for a year, who's now the head coach at Washington. Of course, we talked about that. Oh, speaking of Kalen DeBoer and Penix, they lost.
Oh.
Yeah, they lost Friday night. That was my That was my first CFB pick of the weekend.
And Penix played terrible.
Yeah, he did not play. He did not play well. And the worst thing was we talked about, like, he always is due for one of these just
right.
Really
it's funny. You said, like, that last episode,
really,
didn't you? Like, I'm just waiting for that time Penix
and
just
I was
drops.
Like, maybe it's not tonight. Maybe it is. And I took Washington -3. And, of course,
you did?
It was that game.
Damn, you bet a lot.
Yeah, it's bad.
You're betting on Washington?
Well, it was the Friday. It was the only Friday night game.
I obviously bet
on the Braves, so I split.
Who did Washington?
They lost to UCLA, who's now 5-0.
Right.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
We talked about UCLA and said that they're dangerous.
No, they are. And I mean, I also was very much so. They haven't played anybody. They played two D1AA teams from Alabama. So I was like, okay, I'm not trusting them until I see them. And they played well. They played well at home. Robinson looked like a Heisman. Potential Heisman candidate. He was doing all the Lamar. He was jumping over people. He did the sidestep at the goal line. And then these guys ran into each other. He walked right in. It was so clean. So
when are you doing your picks? Do you do them?
I do them Friday or Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
But right now I'm just doing the big games on the weekend. And I did bet on most of these games. Clemson looked very good against NC State. They showed why they are still the perennial ACC powerhouse. Beat them pretty handedly. Game was close, but beat them pretty handedly, 30-20. So great job by Clemson. DJ Ulualele.
Ukulele.
Yeah, exactly. He played well. Running game's great. And Clemson is back.
In a way.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, we'll keep it real quiet. Yeah. Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan was dominating. They kind of fell apart in the second half with some bad plays. But
Ohio State
dominated
records,
of course. And TCU dominated Oklahoma.
A lot of U's there. Hank put a lot of U's in the notes. TCU.
Soldier Boy. You see what I did there? That was a little mix, a little transition.
I see what you did.
Hey, teach me how to teach me. Now I'm doing another transition.
No, I see that. Can we transition back into the podcast?
You can transition back into the cat, Daddy. AB showed his
Hank pressed the pinpoint.
I mean, he did.
AB
hotel pool.
Threw a woman into the pool. Was that his girlfriend?
Well, on it. It wasn't even... They were in the pool, and he, like, body slammed.
Yeah, was that his girlfriend, I hope? Well, I mean, I don't hope so, but at the same time, I do hope so.
Certainly was not his girlfriend. There's no way he has a girlfriend, because he is an insane psychopath human being.
He is.
He looked pretty alone at the pool. He looked pretty alone.
It's funny, because whoever was taking the video, I think it was a friend of his or something. Or maybe it was a random fan.
I would certainly
hope
it wasn't a friend of his.
It didn't. The part where he showed his private area was at the end of the video, and it cut off, and all you hear is, oh,
Yeah, because I'm sure it was like maybe not his friend. Yeah.
Oh my.
Because I would have stopped the video after he chokeslammed that girl in the pool.
Yeah.
Like that's when I would have been like,
You should obviously you shouldn't do that to anyone.
So that's what I hope definitely wasn't
definitely
his
not
friend.
A stranger.
Definitely wasn't his friend.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were playing around.
It was like a 30-second video. It
How
started
can you
with,
be butt naked in a hotel pool? How?
I don't know.
During the day. During the day.
I don't know.
But that's insane.
It was a 30-second video. He started off by showing his arse. And at the end of the video, he lifted his torso up, and all he hears, oh my, and the video just stops.
Dude, and now, like, all I see on Twitter is, like, that video of him, like, when he was a rookie, and he's, like, so happy, and he's, like, talking about, like, how great Big Ben is, and, like, you know,
it's
he's,
sad.
Like, just really, like, chill, and then,
it's
like,
so sad.
You just think about all the concussions he suffered, and you're just, like.
I know. It's sad. It's kind of entertaining, though.
I just got this notification on my phone. Guess who's out for week 5?
Who?
Tua Tagovailoa.
I mean, obviously.
Is it obvious? Because he should have been out for week 4 and he wasn't.
Okay, but by now he should be out.
Oh, really?
For week 5, 6.
Yeah, now he should be.
Well, he should have been out before, too.
I bet you he'll play after this weekend. I bet you he plays.
His doctor was fired, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Non-affiliated consultant.
No, but yes.
Non-affiliated neurotrauma consultant. Is that what it is? I think I drilled it.
I don't know. But he most definitely should not have been playing for week 4.
Certainly not in a losing effort.
But by now, after getting carted off the field twice, he should not be playing.
No, certainly not. Bad. One more thing on social media.
The VR thing? Is that the run option you were talking about?
No, so this one, maybe. I don't know. So
this guy was running in a run option? He's like, oh.
No. So, so it's this, like, dad. It's, like, this kid's dad. And, like, have you ever used VR?
Of course.
Like,
I love that.
Okay. So we have this in our house, too. Like, one of my roommates has it. So we bought the football game. We've been playing it. Dude, it's so sick.
Really?
Like, you, like, get under center. Like, you're in the huddle. Like, it's, like, the NFL, too. So it's, like.
That's fun. What's it called? The NFL Experience or something? Or?
I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
Or maybe that was something in Family Guy when they would just hit you with a stick. That's what it was.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, like, the VR is super sweet. Like, you can only play quarterback, which honestly is fine because it's just like so choppy. Like they
I feel
can
like
only
be hard to play wide
only,
receiver.
Can only make it for like one position right now because of how much like has to go into it.
Right.
But like, yeah, man, you flick it around. Like you could throw darts. Like you could scramble and stuff. So this dad like puts it on and like he like gets you know you like put your hands in like you're under huddle. Or, like, you're under center, and you put your hands in to, like, get the ball. And he gets it, and then, like, I guess, like, a guy was probably coming at him. And he, like, tries to sprint, and he's, like, in a room. And he's actually running, and he runs smack into the window.
No.
Yeah, smack into the window. And then the video just cuts off. It's so, so funny. We'll repost it on Twitter, dude. It is the funniest video, like. Because, like, you're not thinking.
Right.
Yeah, you're not thinking, like, oh, I can't move out of this square.
Yeah.
So when you run, you're just supposed to, like, shake. You're supposed to just, like you're pounding on a drum, sort of. You're just supposed to, like a wee, I guess, that.
That's fun.
But it's, dude, the video is so funny. Just watching people do VR and, like, not know. Like, my friend tried to throw it and just launched the joystick or whatever you call it, the handle. I don't even know.
Thing with the circle.
He just tried to throw it and chucked it.
Yeah.
And the wall is, like, right here. So he just threw it right into the wall and the piece is just smacked, like, back into him.
Oh, no, he broke it?
No, but it's so easy to put back together. Like, it's, like, built for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's good. People, yeah. So my roommate had a VR last year, and he had this ping pong game. So realistic. I swear I can just practice with that. I don't even have to go to a ping pong table. And it was just two hands. You didn't see a body, just two hands. You grab the thing. You throw it up with one hand. You just hit it. It's so realistic. But, like, after a while, obviously don't play that for too long. I wouldn't recommend practicing with that because you're probably going to get a migraine. But it's so realistic.
Also because it's not real.
Because I'm diving for the ball. And I remember, like, my roommate was running or came into the room, and I smacked the ball with him, and I hit him in the back with it. But I didn't see him there, but it was It was fun. It's just really realistic, but it gets you in a different world, to
why
be
do
honest.
You, why do you keep talking about how realistic it is?
Because it's realistic.
What else have you been doing on the VR?
Yeah, so moving on to...
yeah, so moving on to London Johnson. So this kid plays at Norcross. That's like 25 minutes away from me. I went to a bunch of their games in high school. So London Johnson, he's a 5-star, class of 2023, following in a very similar guy from Metro Atlanta, Georgia. His name's Scoot Henderson. He's going to be the number 2 overall pick in the NBA next year. So he forewent college and did 2 years in G League Ignite. London Johnson doing the same thing. So not going to skip his senior season and then just go right to G League Ignite, play for 2 years. But it will be interesting. He may only have to play for one. First of all, if he's good enough and this rule gets changed by next year, you know, they'll go away with a one and done. So We'll talk about that a little bit more when we get more information, but just pretty interesting that he also like looks like similar to him, which is kind of funny. Like look up Scoot Henderson real quick on Google.
Okay.
Or maybe on 247. Go to his 247 page and look him up. They both like have like the afro kind of
247.
Yeah, just go to his 247 because I want it to be his high school picture. I don't want it to Scooter? Be like a new
Scooter Henderson.
It's just Scoot. Yeah, it's just Scoot. Yeah.
He looks like a Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah. And this is London Johnson. Yeah, don't they look like pretty similar? I don't know. I can't see Scoot's picture. But I mean, I just know what Scoot looks like. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, like the hair is the exact same.
Yeah, obviously
obviously the face is a stretch, but that's what I'm isn't it? And they're on the same like game elite, like just so funny. So following in his footsteps, also a combo guard.
So a point guard,
also a little bit small right now. Like Scoot, he's going to get a lot better in Ignite. I think it sucks.
Is Ignite really the way to go, though?
Well, I mean,
college?
I think it is, dude, because college basketball and the NBA are so different. They're different brands of
sure
basketball.
Sure it is, yeah.
So if you're going straight to Ignite, you're already playing professional basketball.
Yes, but... did it really work out for Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga?
They look
as much as it worked for Kate Cunningham and Chet Holmgren.
Well, those guys were already better. They were already better.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's a good point.
It's also very different. I mean, it's just like if you think that your game needs to become more professional, then you go there.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have the game and you just want to get better, especially defensively, that's why you go to college. Because you're going to become a much better player defensively if you want to go to college and play. Whereas if you want to go to Ignite, I mean, dude, also Ignite, you're playing against grown men every damn day. I mean, it's not like, like I understand the competition is different in college, but I mean, the competition's stiffer.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely
in the G League.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think the best way to go.
These guys are playing for their careers just like a kid is playing for a scholarship, I guess. But yeah.
I think the best way to go is to play overseas. Professionally.
Well, I think if you are already overseas,
for Luka and LaMelo.
Yeah, but they're already overseas. And LaMelo, I don't count LaMelo, dude. I mean, that's ridiculous to even consider. He could have done anything. He could have played anywhere and he would have been fine.
I know, that's true.
But obviously, if you're European,
I kind of wish you played
if
in
you're
college.
European, you're going to come out better because you're playing against European pros all the time. There's no college circuit.
Imagine if LaMelo played in college. He would have been unstoppable.
No, he wouldn't have. They just would have double teamed him and made him get the ball out of his hands. Imagine him playing against like Wisconsin. He would have like 15.
I just can't imagine him
like
in college.
6 of 20 for shooting.
I can't imagine him in college.
Yeah,
but let's move on. NBA preseason has started, and the Phoenix Suns are already looking like NBA champs. They lost.
Wow. I mean, you said they're the best in the West, like you said. So.
They lost to the Adelaide 36ers.
What country is Adelaide 36ers from?
I think that was Australia.
It is Australia, yeah.
Are you just quizzing me?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
Mella used to give them the work.
So, yeah, I remember the last time a team that high of a caliber, like the Phoenix Suns, lost to an overseas team in preseason was LeBron with the Cavs, lost to Real Madrid and Luka Doncic.
What?
Yeah.
What, in 2016?
Something like that. So, Luka Doncic, obviously everyone knows Luka Doncic, so I guess If the Adelaide 36ers are like that Real Madrid team, then keep that name Craig Randall in name.
Well, but, dude, it's big time for them because, like, they're going to have scouts looking at them now.
So, I'm going to read the stats real quick. Craig Randall had 35 points on 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Who's this guy? Robert Franks has a real professional NBA picture with the Orlando Magic. He dropped 32 with 7 rebounds. Wow.
It wasn't Bron. It was Oklahoma City, I think. Well, I just found it.
Was it Oklahoma City?
Well, I just found it. Well, I see Real Madrid.
Oh, it might have been Oklahoma City. I don't know why I thought it was LeBron. I saw an interview with LeBron talking about something, but I think you're right. It was Oklahoma City.
It was 17-year-old Luka versus Russell Westbrook.
Oh, okay. Well, that Thunder team was okay.
Well, I think...
Did they have Paul George at the time?
They had Vic. They had Steve... Hell no.
What? They didn't have Paul George?
Hell no.
No, not yet?
Not 2016, no. He was still in his last year with the Pacers.
Okay. Anyways, so this guy, Mitch Macaron, dropped 16 assists.
Oh, dude, this game was actually really close. This OKC Real Madrid game.
What was the score?
OKC's up 125-121 with 4 seconds left. Oh, my.
What?
Oh, my. Oh, my. They got a 3 to tie it. Oh, he banged it. Oh, my God. Okay, so Real Madrid just had a 3 to tie the game up at the end of the fourth quarter.
You said 125-121?
He made it. Yeah, 128-126 now in overtime. Hold on. Y'all are getting
the highlight. How is 125?
Dude, these guys are clipping. The guys at Real Madrid are making every shot.
Why? How does 125-121 tie a game?
Dude, because it's like the highlights are going very fast. It was 126-126 going into overtime.
What was the score when he hit the 3?
123-126. It doesn't matter. Okay. Just he hit a 3 to tie the game up. Well, I don't know, but Real Madrid's about to win this in overtime. I don't even see Luka. I'm pretty sure he was just super young.
17 years old. DeMontis Sabonis was on OKC.
Yeah. No, this team stinks. Oh, my.
Jeez.
Is that Ersan Ilyasova? Oh, whoa. That was
Luka. Luka.
Yeah,
had
dude, Luka looks like a
points.
Baby.
He had
yeah.
3 points.
Yeah, he looks like a baby in this picture against Russ.
He's the only one on the roster on this page.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know. Okay, so anyways, wow, so jeez. That was fun. What were you saying about the Adelaide 36ers? They should be the 76ers, honestly.
I was saying that OKC lost to them in 2016, and the Phoenix Sun lost to the 36ers in 2022, and Luka Doncic was on that team, and now he's arguably top 3 in the league. So I guess remember the name, Craig Randall.
Luka Doncic. Remember the name. Remember the name Luka Doncic.
Nah, we already know Luka Doncic quite well. But yeah, Mitch Macaron had 16 assists
and
9 rebounds.
Is it bad if I bet on these preseason games?
No.
I feel like that's really bad.
Not at all.
Well, I think I could have.
But Phoenix didn't play bad either. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm pretty sure their defense just stinks if they give up 134 points to the Adelaide
36ers.
Yeah,
that's bad.
I don't really think that
they lost every single. Oh, no, though. No, they
shockingly, the Jazz lost by 30 because they don't have anybody.
Well, yeah. Who'd they lose to?
The Raptors, whose leading scorer was Chris Boucher with 11.
Chris Boucher.
With 11 points. Okay. Well, that was NBA preseason. I don't care enough to talk about it because it's the preseason.
It's
when do the real games start?
Late October, I believe. October, like 20th.
I think it's before that.
Really?
I think it's October 19th. Pretty sure that's when it is.
Start date.
It is, dude, because they already have lines for these. So it's definitely
October
19th. Yeah, okay, 18th, yeah. Hawks
soon.
Play. Hawks are -9.5 game one of the season. We won't cover that. I'll just tell
against
you
who?
Right now. The Rockets.
Oh.
We're not going to cover because it's just going to be stupid. Oh, shocker. The Lakers are playing in the first game of the year. Wow. Who would have guessed?
I honestly, this the Christmas schedule came out a few weeks ago, and it's honestly disgusting that they don't add in. I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased.
I think we're playing, finally, for the first time like
Christmas
ever.
Christmas game, NBA games.
Oh, that was wrong. We're not.
Yeah, of course you're not. So the Knicks are playing the Sixers.
Oh, we played the Knicks last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Knicks are playing the Sixers. Okay. The Sixers, well deserved, I guess. The Knicks, come on. Just because it's in Madison Square Garden, they're going to play it there. The Mavericks are playing the Lakers. Lakers are shouldn't be playing. Mavericks, maybe.
Dude, shut maybe. Up. When was the last time LeBron missed a Christmas game?
No, the only reason. No, of course. The only reason that the Lakers
has
are playing
he ever not played in one?
I don't think so.
Maybe
like 2004.
Maybe first couple years.
Warriors are playing the Grizzlies. That's fine because it's a rematch from the Western Conference Finals. Bucks are playing the Celtics. That's fine. And Suns Nuggets. Nuggets.
Yeah, but you like the Nuggets. I like the Nuggets.
I like the Nuggets.
You're already
passing
the Nuggets up about Jamal Murray,
do
too.
Do I think that they deserve to play in a Christmas game versus Miami, who was the number one seed last year?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Get off your high horse,
I'm just
buddy.
Saying. That's a little disrespectful.
Get off your high horse. Dude, they're only doing it for market value, so just settle down.
Okay.
Would you rather the Hornets be in it?
No, I'd rather Miami.
Would you rather the Kings be in it?
Why would I want the Kings to be in it?
Well, I'm saying, you're talking about the Nuggets. I don't know why you're beefing about the Nuggets.
I just think that... No, I just don't think the Nuggets deserve it as much as like a team like Miami does.
Well, the Nuggets have been in the playoffs every year for the past like 7 years.
So has my... What?
What are you... Miami's playing, I thought.
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought you said Miami's playing the Nuggets.
No, they're playing the Nuggets.
My bad. No, I'm sorry.
Mark. Mark, you said curse word.
I think that's okay.
yeah, but Miami's not
okay,
playing. That's
okay,
what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, okay. Well, y'all probably play on the 24th.
Doesn't
oh, there's
matter.
No games.
Yes. There's a break for Christmas.
Oh, y'all playing the 26th.
I just don't think it's...
That's going to be a good game, actually, for y'all. You play at home versus Timberwolves on the 26th. Mm-hmm. And look, there's actually...
Timberwolves are good, right?
There's actually no other games that you'd want to watch on that entire night.
Why? Let me see. What's the
all right,
name?
Now I'm going to read them. Right. You ready?
I'll
Nets,
tell you yes or if I want to watch.
Nets, Cavs, that's going to be good.
Yeah, I'd want to watch
that.
That's going to
be good. Clippers, Pistons.
No.
Timberwolves, Heat.
Yes.
Rockets, Bulls.
No.
Pacers, Pelicans.
Absolutely.
Jazz, Spurs.
No. That's
Hornets, Blazers.
Jazz, Spurs might be the worst two teams in the league.
Well, dude, did you hear Spurs? He was like... Pop, he was like, don't go to Vegas and bet on us.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was funny.
I mean, like that.
He's just so like unfazed by it at this point. He's like,
just not confident with his team.
Well,
I mean,
no,
I wouldn't
like,
be either, but like at least, you know, show
well,
you're
dude,
the coach.
I mean, not really. I mean, when you coached when you coached one of the greatest franchises in NBA history, you know exactly what a team
you have to coach the greatest franchise in NBA history to know that team is not.
No, you're right. You're
caliber.
Right. So think about it. If you did,
well, then yes.
Now you really know.
Yeah, but
now you really, really.
If
know.
I were a Spurs
well,
fan,
dude, he's definitely pissed about losing DeJounte too, because that's
sure
that was his
sure.
best player.
If I were a Spurs fan and I heard my coach say, "Don't bet on us in Vegas," I'd kind of be like a little.
You wouldn't say because Greg Popovich is the greatest NBA.
Man,
coach
you're just
of all
making
time.
Editing hard for me.
It's fine. It's one word, but you wouldn't say anything
every 5 seconds
because Popovich is the greatest NBA coach of all time. So you wouldn't have anything to say.
Right.
You would say.
But
you
would now
say
we kind of be discouraged
fan?
And say, are you not no, going to try coaching this year?
Dude, it doesn't matter. We've talked about this already. We already talked about this. We did the whole Ty Lue thing. It doesn't matter if you're a good coach or not. Maybe it matters 5 games in the playoffs. Players play, baby. Players coach. Players manage. They do everything.
Yeah. It depends what team.
All
yeah.
Look, all you're good for is roster. Roster adjustments.
Yeah.
New starting lineups. Guys, thank you. We had some very interesting conversations in this one. I will certainly begin to TikToks. I'm getting my life together. I got lights for my room. I got a whiteboard so I can, you know, do daily inspirational quotes.
Did the baby come yet?
I can do planner. Baby has not come yet. Kind of stuck. We'll figure that out.
Stuck.
I think...
Yeah, so check
out. I think everything's going well.
Please comment some rom-com suggestions.
Yeah. Me and Gabe are going to watch some rom-com together. Comment some suggestions. We're going to put rum in the Brita, see how it tastes.
By the time we shoot this next episode, I have had watched Smile, the movie.
Oh, yeah. So listen in for Friday.
I'll let you know who that is.
Or Thursday. That'll be great. And outside of that, guys, I think we're good.
Yeah, again, follow us on TikTok and Twitter and SoundCloud and... All that, you know.
Everything.
The
you know
yeah.
the vibes.
All the vibes, yeah. With that being said, let's go ahead and ride.
Let's ride.